Phoenix Park has long been a daytime gathering spot for Lexington's homeless. As a result, faith-based organizations often bring meals to the park. Now, General Services Commissioner Jeff Reed has asked church representatives to feed the hungry someplace else.
All they ask is that it benefits people at least as much as it benefits them now, if we can find something that benefits them more. I don't think folks are wed to doing this in Phoenix Park.
Councilmember Peggy Henson said it would be nice to have another location indoors, which is cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Councilmember Kevin Stinnett says the aim is to find some middle ground that meets the needs of the homeless and the park's other users.
We don't want to turn this into a police state down there by any means, but this is not a unique issue to this park that we have in every other park in terms of safety. And I appreciate what the faith-based community is trying to do, because they're providing a much-needed service that we need to see continued and make sure it's being continued to the people who really need it.
Meanwhile, city leaders are still digesting a report released earlier this year by the Lexington Commission on Homelessness. Little action has resulted so far, but Councilmember Steve Kay, who chaired the commission, looks for some firmer decisions within a few months.
The Commission on Homelessness made its recommendations. The mayor is committed to developing further the plans that we will need, and hopefully in the fall we'll have a chance to look at those recommendations and to make some hard decisions about what we want to do as a government to address this question in a systemic way.
A key recommendation calls for the establishment of an affordable housing trust fund. The fund would provide low-cost loans to developers and home buyers. It could be funded with an increase in the city's tax on insurance premiums. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.